morning, Argus Construction.
Good morning. Is Peter available?
No, he's not in the office at the moment, but I can have him give you a call back if you'd like.
Sure, yeah, we could do that. Let me know if you're ready.
Okay. All right.
All right, my name is Steve. Calling from Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
And my phone number is 858-779-0932.
Okay, will he know what it's in regards to?
Probably not. It's just in reference to some prior financing company to Wells Fargo a couple years back. Since he's not available, is there anybody else that like maybe helps him with financial decisions, like a office manager or a controller or maybe even a CFO or anything?
Nope, he's it.
He's the one? Okay. No worries.
Yep. Okay.
Does he have an email thing? Would that be a little bit easier? I could send him a quick note, what's regarding or anything?
What kind of finances are you trying to talk about, or?
Yeah, so I was actually just trying to follow up. Sent out an offer. It was based off of the borrowing history you guys had at Wells Fargo a couple of years back. And what the offer was, it was just a pre-approval for some equipment financing or some working capital. It was like $250,000, I think it was. The reason I'm calling is because we sent it through direct mail. I know these things go right to the trash can sometimes. And so that's why I'm calling. See if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future. And if if there's any time of the year you guys look to do that kind of thing, if there's no need right now.
Okay, yeah, probably not right now, because we'll be wrapping up for, all the jobs that we've got going on now, for the rest of the year and everything.
Well, it's because of wintertime?
We do all of the equipment stuff as soon as we find out, what jobs we've won and everything. The only thing is, right now, whenever we buy equipment, we actually... we've started renting it instead of buying it, because Peter had set up a company that he purchases it through that company, then rents it to us. So, that way everything is kind of kept in house and everything.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, just so you guys don't do anything really during the wintertime, or do you guys shift your focus to other stuff?
Yeah, no, we do snow plowing and stuff during the winter, and
okay.
There isn't any like big money coming in or going out, at that point.
Sure, yeah.
All the guys get laid off and everything.
Oh no. Okay. What was I going to ask you? Okay.
And then, usually when we buy equipment, we buy it brand new, and we'll get the financing usually, right directly from, the manufacturer, from Komatsu or...
Yeah, like Cat or John Deere or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know that I do a lot of business owners. I know, a lot of them do that. They go through, right straight through the manufacturer. But I know sometimes, you can only, usually get one piece of equipment, so... sometimes if you're looking to bring on two or even capital too. I mean, if you guys don't have any equipment needs, we have a capital too. I mean, are you guys ever put on net 30s or net 60s or anything like that? Projects coming up and you guys aren't going to get paid for that project until it's finished or anything?
We only do government contracts, and so they all have to be bonded ahead of time.
That's good.
We bill on a monthly basis, whatever we've completed, and they pay us the parts that have been completed. They don't make us wait, for the entire project to be over or anything like that.
Oh, right on. How did you guys get into that? How did you guys get into government contracts? Just curious.
Peter's been doing it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And we just go through they put out, for bid whichever jobs are available and everything, and we go and we'll bid on them, and if we have the lowest price, then we win the job.
Which makes sense. I gotcha. Do you guys ever take advantage of Section 179 on the tax form or anything for write-offs?
We write off. We've been able to write off a lot of the equipment a lot earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Depreciate it down faster.
If you just want to either hold on to my information, or I can just send you one email, some contact information, just in case you guys ever do need it. You know, we do, not only equipment finance, we do capital too, like I was talking about. Would that be okay with you, or?
I've got your information here, and I'll leave it on his desk and everything. He has a file that he keeps, for
sure.
Anybody that sends in any kind of information on pretty much any kind of thing.
Cool.
And if he doesn't need it at the moment, then he can refer back to it.
Okay. Well, I can give you our website, too. That way you can take a look at it if you want.
All right. Okay. What's that?
It's www.bankofcardiff. That's CARDIFF, like Frank, .com.
Alright. Okay, I'll let him know.
Cool. Alright, well, I do appreciate it. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Sharon.
Sharon. Alright, well, thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.